So why are you still here? Just hear the same thing over and over again. Why is he wearing a mask?
Not feeling not well.
You're feeling not well? Before COVID, nobody was wearing masks. And now you think you know the mask protects other people? No. So... Yeah, but it doesn't help. The study shows wearing a mask, you know, I mean, people get infected, yeah? Wearing not a mask, people get infected is the same thing.
Well, not yeah? For me, I think.
Yes, of course, for you. I mean, do you think the virus cannot go through the mask? Just be honest, yeah, I'm afraid to die, so, yeah, that's why I wear a mask. three years, talking every time, every day, until the people didn't wear masks anymore. Said, I don't want people, you know, to wear masks in my monastery. And then they stopped. And then you come here to Malaysia and then they still wear masks. After 5 years. What? I don't know if the mic is on. I mean, that is your job, not my job. Every one of us is to die, sooner or later. Huh? And we don't die because of COVID. Yeah? We don't die because of cancer. We don't die because of heart attack or whatever. We die because of our karma expires. Doesn't get in. Our karma tells us the moment we are born, yeah, our karma tells us how long we live and what kind of sickness we have, you know, when we die. And you can't change anything. Huh? Don't believe it?
No.
We still have hope. Yeah. We still have hope. It's not our karma. Yeah. Sooner or later, all of us will die, yeah? I mean, the Lord Buddha never taught us, you know, we die of cancer or COVID or flu or this or that, yeah? He said, you know, the moment, you know, karma is expired, that's where you die. No? And it's so clear. I mean, all the Buddha's teaching is so clear. Yeah? Why can't we listen to it? Why can't we believe it, yeah? So difficult, huh? To accept the truth, yeah? We are all looking, you know, you all come here to hear the truth, you know, but it's so difficult to accept it. It's scary.
Yeah.
No, it's not actually not scary, you know. I mean, you know, the Lord Buddha laid out the path for us, you know. If you want to have this to happen, you have to do this. If you want that to happen, you have to do that. I mean, what is scary about that? Huh? When you go to work, you know, you want to earn some money, you know, I mean, yeah, there's nothing scary about it. Yeah? Only when they fire you. Huh? But when they fire you, it's also part of your karma. Yeah? I mean, whatever happens to us, yeah, I mean, you have to trust the Buddha's teaching. The people who come late should come and sit in front. So that I can see them. Sitting in the back, you know. So whatever happens to us is the result of our karma, yeah? And if you know, yeah? I mean, if we get a job, you know, it's our karma, yeah? If we get an apartment, it's our karma. If we can buy a house, it's our karma, yeah? So we should trust it, yeah? Yeah? And develop, you know, and develop the kind of karma, you know, that that we want to have in the next life, yeah? And the Lord Buddha says, you know, what kind, you know, if you want to be beautiful, you know, then give up, you know, and serve other people, yeah? Then you become beautiful or handsome, yeah? If you want to become rich, you know, then be generous, yeah? It's actually a simple rule, yeah? Why don't we listen to it? Because our desire, we want it now, yeah? We want a long life now, not in the next life, yeah? Yeah? We want the wealth now, you know, not in the next life. Next life we don't know what is happening, yeah? Yeah? That's not how it works, yeah? Just like I tell the Thai people, you know, who come to my monastery, you know, and they do dana, yeah? I said, you know, when they go out of the monastery, they buy lottery tickets. I said, that's not going to work. And they're all farmers, you know, most of them are farmers. I said, do you know, you plant rice today in the evening, you can't eat it. It's not ripe yet. You have to wait at least 6 months before it ripes, yeah? And that's the same with karma, yeah? You have to wait at least 60 years, you know, most of the time, you know, one lifetime, yeah? Or several lifetimes before it, you know, before it fruits. So trust the Lord Buddha's teaching, you know, I mean, he tells us everything, yeah? Huh? Why is it so difficult to follow? Why is it so difficult to believe it? Because of our kilesa, yeah? Because of our desire, yeah? We are not contented with the way things are, yeah? We are not contented with the karma that comes back to us, yeah? We don't want it to come back, you know, it's bad, yeah? We don't mind if it's good. That's why I said, you know, to the Christians, you know, I was born in a Christian family, you know. I mean, the Christians only run to church, you know, and ask the Lord, you know, take this bad karma away from me, yeah? And they said, they never run into the church when they win in the lottery. Please, Lord, take this win away from me. Only when bad things happen to them, yeah? And the Buddhists are probably the same. When bad things happen, you know, it's somebody else's fault. No. It's our fault. Or it's our karma. Yeah. So accept it. Yeah. Grind your teeth, you know. Yeah. If it is too bad, you know, and then find a way around it. Yeah. The moment you accept any kind of karma, you know, I mean, it is not as bad as we think it is. There's always something we can do. Yeah? We're not completely helpless, yeah? Even if a calamity happens, you know, I mean, yeah? Then we look, you know, I mean, if our mind is completely clear, we know what to do. Yeah? But if we plan, if this is going to happen, then I do this, that is good. That never works out. Yeah? And we already know that, you know, some of us who are older, yeah, that these things don't happen the way that we plan it, yeah? Or something worse happens, you know, if we go through with our plan, yeah? When I see my parents, you know, when I see my relatives, you know, I'm going to say this and that, you know? And if you actually say that, you know, it becomes worse, yeah? We don't look at the situation that is there, yeah? I mean, if our mind is clear, if our citta is clear, yeah, without any plans, without any thoughts and any memories that come up, you know, I mean, we see the situation and we know what is wholesome and we know what is not wholesome. But that means we have to live in the present moment, yeah, not in the future, huh? Yeah? Now, think about your life, yeah? How much are you spending, you know, what are you going to do tomorrow, next year, next month, next year, yeah? All a waste of time. Try to prepare yourself to be in this present moment. Yeah? I know, yeah, yes, yes, yeah. Everybody around us does it, yeah? So we have to do it the same way, yeah? If everybody goes down to hell, we also want to go down to hell? Huh? We just follow the people, you know? Yeah? Oh, they do it, you know, they can do it, you know, why can't I do it? Yeah? The president of Malaysia, you know, is corrupt, so I can be corrupt. I mean, he goes down to hell, you know, if we are corrupt, we go down to hell, yeah? And we don't want to go there, yeah? Keep the 5 precepts, yeah? Difficult enough? If you want to be born as a human being, yeah? Keep the 5 precepts, yeah? Very carefully, yeah? I mean, there's nothing against the 5 precepts to go on holiday. Doesn't say, you know, it doesn't forbid us to go on holiday or to have a coffee or to have an ice cream or have a cake, you know, whatever. Yeah? No, that's not against the 5 precepts. Huh? It's taking what is not given, yeah? Or harming other people, yeah? Or saying bad things, you know, hurtful things to other people, harm other people with our speech, yeah? Or tell lies, yeah? Even white lies, yeah? That is against the precepts. Yeah? Or sexual misconduct is against the precept. Yeah? But yesterday I explained it, you know, so I don't explain it very much. Yeah, and and of course, you know, drugs and alcohol. Yeah. I think the Muslims don't drink alcohol. Yeah. See, very good, very good. But the Chinese love to drink alcohol. In Thailand it's lao khao, you know. In China it's rice wine or whatever it is, yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, why do we drink these things, yeah? Why do we use our phone? Because we are bored or we have dukkha, yeah? Look, yeah? And, you know, drinking alcohol, you know, makes our mind, you know, yeah. So there's less dukkha, yeah? Next morning we wake up, oh, my head. That's not the way out of dukkha. The way out of dukkha is sila samadhi panya. Now that is the way out of dukkha. Sila, keep the 5 precepts, yeah? Train yourself in samadhi, yeah? Stick with the breath around the tip of the nose, know that the breath goes in, know that the breath goes out, yeah? Or use the Buddha, yeah? And stick with the Buddha, and whenever something comes into the mind, return back, yeah? I mean, what is so difficult? I mean, the explanation is very simple, yeah? But, you know, this is, you know, for 2 years, the mind constantly goes out. And the more we use the smartphone, the more it goes out, yeah? I mean, look at the people, yeah? Look at the people who use a smartphone, you know, constantly. And they cannot stay on one thing, you know, for more than 3 or 4 seconds, yeah? Yeah? That means when they do puto puto, you know, instantly the mind is gone out, yeah? To something else, yeah? It's very difficult to train, yeah? So train it, you know, it's a hard time, you know, in the beginning, but sooner or later, you know, meditation is like learning to walk or learning to talk. You try and try and try. You get up, you fall over, you get up, fall over, yeah? But sooner or later you can walk. No? Can you walk? See? It works. Yeah? Because we want to. We really desire to walk. Yeah? It's the same thing if we desire to meditate, you know, to get, you know, get into a state of samadhi, we can do it. But how long, you know, how many hours a day does the little kid, you know, train to walk? At least 8 hours, yeah? Huh? How many hours do we train in meditation? Not a day, you know, once a week. Huh? Yeah, then it takes a long, long time, yeah? So it is important, yeah? Samadhi is important, yeah? To have a clear mind is important, yeah? Because then when we have a clear mind, we know what to do, yeah? What is wholesome, what is unwholesome, yeah? All our plans, you know, I mean, are not for nothing, yeah? Just trying to escape a situation, yeah? Instead of facing the situation. Just like in samadhi, you know, we try to escape pain, that's why we get up. Oh, it's so painful, it's so painful, huh? Yeah? 30 minutes, yeah? I break my leg, I break my back, I break this, I break that, yeah? Huh? No? But you sit for 3 hours and eat and chat with all the other people and there's no leg breaking, no back breaking, nothing, you know? I ruin my body, yeah? No, nothing like that, huh? But when we sit meditating, all these ideas, you know, where do they come from? Huh? From our master, yeah? We are just a slave of this master. Huh? And the master, yeah? Avicca is the master, yeah? The master of delusion, yeah? The master of illusion, yeah? And he pushes us around, yeah? First of all, you know, he has two armies, yeah? Which has two armies, greed and hate, yeah? We like this, we don't like this, yeah? That's how he pushes us around. You know, I don't like to do this, yeah? I want to do this, yeah? That's how he pushes around, yeah? But we never question him. Why do you like this? Try to ask this question once in a while, huh? Yeah? If you want to do something, you know, just sit there. Why do you want to do this? Huh? And they don't know what to answer. You have to understand one thing, you know, the kilesas don't really have a power. They have the power of persuasion. That's how they persuade us. They say this is true, just like the government or, you know, the advertisement, you know, they persuade us to buy this car or that car, you know, or have this bag or this clothes, you know. Yeah. They persuade us, but they cannot force us to buy it. Yeah? But their persuasion is very good, yeah? And so is it with the kilesas. They don't really have a power, yeah? Unless we decide, okay, I'm doing it, yeah? Then, yeah? Then they have the power, yeah? But we are fast asleep, so I mean, we just automatically, you know, automatic power, you know, power of attorney to the kilesas. So they can do whatever they like, you know. Yeah? That's why we have to, you know, why we have to resist the kilesas, yeah? We have to resist them and, you know, ask them, why don't I like this, yeah? Sometimes, you know, when I was training, you know, as a monk, you know, food, you know, this food I like, okay, I don't take it. This food I don't like, so I take it, yeah? That's how you confuse the Kilesas, because then they don't know what you like or what you don't like. then they can't push you around anymore. And you have to be smart, not just follow them. You resist them, you know, you have to question them, you know. Yeah? And you don't have to give them the authority, to do whatever they like, Interesting, Very interesting concept, But it works, I mean, I was amazed, It really works, I mean, they didn't know, for a while they didn't know how to, control me, until they find a new way, and then I had to think about, how to counteract that, And in the beginning, it's very slow. Towards the end, it becomes very fast. You have to make up a trick, every 2 or 3 hours, Because they already know the trick, and they don't fall for it anymore, I said, Instead of saying, I'm sitting through the night, I said, half an hour and then I go to sleep, And the Kilesas were very happy, and I was sitting and sitting and sitting and sitting. you have to outsmart them. You cannot just listen to what they say, you have to outsmart them. If you know they can push you around in this way, you have to just do it the other way around, It's work, but the work of a practitioner is the most fruitful work, I mean, we can work, in a mine, in a coal mine or in a diamond mine underground, all our life, it is very hard work, But it's not fruitful. If we work the same time, in our practice, I mean, we have it, even for the next years, for the next lives, This work is, most fruitful work, the work of a practitioner. But it is also the hardest work, Because we have to go against the grain of the Kilesa. listen to this very carefully, and hopefully it sinks in, into the heart, So the next time they come around us and want to push us around, then we can say, no. I don't give you the power of attorney. I was doing walking meditation, 1 hour or 2 hours, and then the Kilesas constantly grumbled, and said, I don't want to do walking meditation. And in the end, I got annoyed, said, I mean, if you don't like to do walking meditation, then sit there, and let me do my walking meditation. And then they stopped grumbling. Then I could just walk up and down, walk up and down. It's your enemy, it's not your friend. They come as your friend, Just like you have many friends, who are not really your friends, who are your enemies, The Kilesas are also your enemies, So you have to treat them as enemies, You have to understand them, you have to know them, And then treat them like enemies, It's a power that is in our heart, I mean, Lungta Mahabua, my venerable teaching master, said, there are two powers in the heart. The power of Dhamma, or the power of light, and the power of darkness. And the power of darkness is the power of the Kilesas or of Avijja. Whoever sits on the throne has a say, I mean, he can command us around, Whoever sits on the throne, if the Kilesas sit on the throne, I mean, they can use the toolbox of the 5 khandhas, the body, the feeling and everything, the 5 khandhas, They can use it, But if the Dhamma comes on the throne, the Dhamma can use them. Okay, I want to sit, Then the Kilesas try to push you off the throne, And if they succeed, okay, let's get up, let's get sleep, So there are two powers in the heart, It's not only, it's not only Lungta Mahabua, also some Christian mystics say, There's a light and there's a darkness in our heart, And there are two powers, that fight each other. Yeah, so you have to develop the power of the light, the power of the Dhamma, yeah, to be stronger, to be able to resist, you know, all these temptations, you know, all these, you know, pushing around, yeah, and see who is your master and who is your real master. The Dhamma is your real master. Yeah, understand that? Yeah, it's not easy. Huh? Not easy.
But we can do it. If we put our mind onto it, you know, we can do whatever we want, yeah? Huh? It's not that we cannot do it, you know? Huh? Cannot means, you know, we don't want to, yeah? Oh, I cannot do it. Oh, it's so difficult. Yeah, that is just the Kilesa talk of laziness. Yeah? If you want to do something, you can do it. Yeah? I mean, how long it takes, that depends on the karma of each person, yeah? Or of the characteristic tendencies. Yeah? So think about it, you know. If you want it, really, you can do it. Might take some time, you know, but constant effort, you know, leads to success, yeah? So, what shall we talk about? Something else? Something else that you haven't heard about yet? You have to think about something. Let's see. What didn't I cover yesterday? I told you, you know, I mean, the three fetters for stream entry, yeah? The fetter of doubt, you know, the fetter of, you know, not keeping the precepts, eh? And the third fetter, you know, the association, you know, the thinking that we and the body are one and the same thing, yeah? The chitta and the body is one and the same thing. So you have to cut that fetter, yeah? So put your body out there, you know, and, you know, when all the parts of the body are out there, you know, who sits there and sees the parts of the body? It's a chitta, yeah? So you do that often enough until it really separates out, yeah? That is the way how to do it. But then, you know, then comes greed and hatred, you know. That's the fourth and the fifth fetter, yeah? That is the most difficult fetter, yeah? Greed, you know, I mean likes and dislikes, yeah? So, how do we do that? A super practice. Yeah? Cut open the body and see what it is in there. When next time you shave yourself, you know, take something, you know, and pull your skin away and look what is underneath the skin. You like to see that? Normally not. I worked together with doctors, you know, I mean, the first time they opened up a corpse, you know, I mean, they either fell unconscious or, you know, they puked. They couldn't stand the sight of the inside of the body. So what is it with us, yeah? We think, you know, the body is nice, you know, just take away the skin, you know. Everybody looks the same, yeah? Huh? Old or young, you know, they all look the same, you know, underneath, yeah? Flesh, bones, you know, tendons, muscles, yeah? It's all the same thing, yeah? It's the skin, you know, that is the big deceiver, yeah? The skin and the hair, you know, yeah? People do their hair, you know, I mean, yeah. Go to the hairdresser. Dressing up the hair, you know. Huh? The men, you know, plant the hair when they are born. What's that? Or change the color when the hair gets gray, you know, and put it back to black. Yeah? All these things, you know, for what? Just the body, you know. Yeah? Malaysia, Indonesia, even also Thailand. Medicine, eating, you know, eating so much medicine, yeah? I mean, you care so much about this body, you know? Huh? Yeah. Oh, I need this medicine, I need this I need this hot plaster, I need that hot plaster.
The body is the body, you know, we take care of it, you know, we feed it, we house it, we clothe it, you know, and give it some medicine if it's sick, yeah? That's it. And then we use it, yeah? But we use it for a good purpose, yeah? Not just for to gather money, you know? That's what most of the people do, yeah? Work, work, work for what? Yeah? For more money. And what can you do? Can you buy happiness with the money? For a moment. Yeah? When the desire becomes very strong and we give in the desire and buy what we want, we are happy for a moment. Yeah? Oh, my new shoes, or my new clothes, yeah? Or my new handbag, you know? Or my new car, yeah? We're happy for a moment, yeah? And then, half an hour later, or one day later, or 10 days later, you know, discontent, yeah? Dukkha. All over again. And then we need something new, yeah? And something new, yeah? And the more we need, you know, the more money we also need, the more we need to work harder and harder and harder, and at the end, you know, we are so tired that we can't even afford the things, and now we can't buy the things that we wanted so much, yeah? Look at the people at the CEO, you know, they can't even use the money. They have so much money, they can't even use it, yeah? Working so hard, yeah, for what? Yeah. Use the time, use this, I said last time, yeah? I mean, this human birth is so precious, don't waste it, you know, by looking for all these material things, yeah? Look for the spiritual things, yeah? Look for the Dhamma, yeah? That is the most precious thing that you have, yeah? Or find a way out of the hamster wheel, yeah? So greed and hate, you know, the fetters, the fourth and fifth fetter, yeah? I mean, go in tandem, yeah? Whatever we like, whatever we don't like, you know, has something to do, is in connection with this body, yeah? We like something in connection with the body, we dislike something in connection with the body, so, I mean, we have to open it up and to see for itself, yeah? Oh, you know, we can start, you know, with our birth, you know, go back through the stages, how we learn to walk, how we learn to talk, when we learn to read, when we learn to write, when we learn to think, yeah. All this time in school was so much fun. Huh? Huh? And if you don't find a way out next life, please join the school again. And then after that, join the university or, you know, join the training for a new job, yeah? All over the same, all over again, yeah? So the best thing is, you know, to find a way out, yeah? So see the life, you know? I mean, then with 16, you have full strength, you know? How long do we have full strength? 30, 40 years? And then go slowly, slowly down until we die. Yeah? No? The older people know it, you know? With 80, I mean, I can't walk, you know? I can't jump anymore, you know? That is one life cycle. Yeah, or we can look at, you know, the food that goes into the mouth and the food that comes out from the back door, yeah? I mean, the food that goes in, you know, has so many different colors, you know, so many different smells, you know, and the food that comes out, there's one color and one smell. So the body turns everything that is beautiful, you know, yeah, and delicious into something that is disgusting, no? Spit in your hand, you know, and then wait for 2 minutes and then try to lick it up. You don't want to. Very simple, you know. It's always in your mouth, you know. Huh? Never tried it? Try it out. It's disgusting. Whatever comes out of this body is disgusting. No matter if it is sweat, no matter if it is urine, no matter if it is, you know, shit, you know, I mean, it's all disgusting, yeah? I mean, we have to wash our body, we have to wash the hair every day, yeah? Because we don't like to smell the sweat. Huh? No? You change your clothes because, you know, the clothes get dirty when they come in contact with the body. No? If you hang them up down there in the air, you know, they don't smell. No? But if they are on our body, they smell. They stink. Yeah? No? Not real life? No? Try it out, you know. Wear the same shirt for 10 days, yeah? No? And don't wash yourself, yeah? And then you will see it all comes out, yeah? So the investigation of a super is very important, you know, to cut down, you know, especially the most important thing, to cut down on sexual desire. Yeah. I mean, our sexual desire normally goes hand in hand with an image, you know, with an exciting image. Then we turn this image into something that is disgusting and our sexual desire goes. Very simple. Try it out with your wife. Or with your husband, yeah? Turn him, you know, just take the skin off, you know, and you don't want to have sexual intercourse anymore. That is the way for the month, you know, I mean, to overcome the sexual desire, yeah? But, you know, I mean, not many monks are doing that, you know? They go for it, you know, and then they disrobe after 5 or 10 years, you know, they see a woman and boops, they're gone. Because they didn't do, you know, the practice of a super practice. Yeah? Because if we overcome greed and hatred, this, then we become a non-returner. We don't come back anywhere in this world. Not in the deva world, not in the human realm. Yeah? So that is the important thing. Yeah. And then as an anagami, you still have the five higher fetters. Yeah, but we don't need to talk about that. Later on, when you come to the stage, you know, we can talk about it, yeah? But I think the first stage is, you know, sotapanna, and then we can talk more about a super practice, yeah? Life is so hard, huh? Turn it around. We can turn things around in our mind at any moment, you know? The first thing, you know, when we think life is so hard. What is so hard? Where is this? Where is this? Where is it? Where is the difficulty? Huh? In your body? No? Look, the body parts are still there. Where is this? Where is the difficulty? Huh? Somebody tells us, you know, life is so hard. But when we look, what is so hard? Yeah? We can't find it. It's the same thing when we investigate pain. Where's the pain? What is pain? Huh? We can't find it. It seems to be excruciating, yeah? Huh? Then we look at it, you know, where's the pain? Yeah? Concentrate on the pain. That's what we are allowed to do, you know, in samatha meditation. Concentrate on the pain. Yeah? That's how we learn how to investigate feeling. Yeah? So, is it in the skin? First, you have to embrace the pain. Yeah? If you don't like it, you cannot investigate. You have to embrace it. Feel it. Feel it in the whole body. Okay, pain, pain, pain. And then go to the point, you know, where the pain is. And then ask the question. Where's the pain? Yeah? Is it in the bones? Is it in the skin? Is it in the tendons? Yeah? Of course, they will say, you know, it's in the muscles. Yeah? No, it's not in the muscles. Yeah? You have muscles since you were born, you know, they are not in pain. And if you go and sit together with your family or with your friends, you know, there's no pain. So it cannot be in the muscles. So you have to be clever, you know, to contact the kilesas to tell you, oh, it's in there, it's in there. No, it's not in there. Yeah. And once, you know, once you come close to the truth, the pain disappears from this spot and up in another spot. So you follow it, you do the same investigation until it shows you where it comes from. Yeah? And the same thing you can do with feeling. Feelings of pain, feelings of fear, feelings of worries, you know, all these things you can investigate in the same way. Yeah? Look at it, embrace it, you know, feel it, yeah. Don't be afraid. Yeah? What is fear? How does it feel like? You don't want to feel it, that's why. Yeah? But it's a feeling just like all the other feelings. Yeah? happy feelings, you know, unhappy feelings, they are just feelings, yeah. And they don't, we differentiate between them, and that's why they become likable or not likable. A feeling is a feeling, yeah. We make it, you know, a likable feeling or unlikable feeling. If we are excited, you know, positive excited, our heart, you know, beats up very fast, yeah? If we are afraid, your heart beats up very fast. So where's the difference? We don't want to know. We just go, yeah? We just go with the labels that the Kilesas has put on it, yeah? That is fear, that is pain, that is this, that is that, excitement, that is, you know, yeah? It's the same thing. That's why we have to investigate these feelings and so on. Yeah? Okay, question? I think I've talked enough, yeah? I mean, I covered some new ground as well, yeah? Yeah? Yeah.
If we just rely just left it anything on the karma, our karma.
Yeah.
So isn't it become like very passive or negative? Then people can say, oh, then I don't have to work hard. I will just rely on my karma. Then I don't have to do this. I just rely on the karma.
Yeah. Then other things will happen. I mean. If you understand, you know, about karma, we have about developed 16 streets of, or strains of karma, yeah?
16.
16. 1-6. 1-6, yeah? So, it is like, you know, in KL, you know, you go into a small side street, things will happen, yeah? You go on the main street, other things will happen. So you can choose. Which way to go, yeah? I mean, if you become a monk or Meichi, things that wouldn't happen, you know, in this life, you know, in your normal life, you know, will happen, yeah? Good things or bad things, yeah? That depends on, yeah? So wherever, you know, it's just like, you know, choosing in KL, you know, to go this street or that street, you know, different things will happen, yeah? If it's a dark street, you might get mucked or robbed, yeah, or killed, yeah? Nah? See? These are the different kinds of karma, yeah?
So in a way, whatever we do, we also affect our karma, the root of the karma.
Yeah, it will affect our karma, yeah? And especially, you know, if we look at karma, you know, in a real way, you know, and accept it, you know, I mean, it will be much easier to bear, yeah? I mean, I talk about bad karma, yeah? Good karma, we have no problems. If our uncle dies, you know, and leaves us a million, you know, we have no problem accepting that, yeah? But if our father dies and leaves us 1 million debt, you know, I mean, we have big troubles, yeah? So it's accepting it, yeah? And do the best, you know, whatever you can, yeah? If you say, you know, okay, you know, the fruits will come, and nothing comes, that it's also your karma. We have to work hard, you know. I mean, every person, every human being has to work hard, you know. I mean, to make his living, yeah. For some people it's easier, for other people it's more hard, yeah. But if you just see, you know, okay, let's see, you know, if the apple falls from the tree in my mouth, you know, yeah. Yeah. Then you might starve to death, yeah. So we can change our destiny, you know, when you call it, you know, destiny. We can change it every moment, yeah? The moment we switch our profession, you know, our destiny will change, yeah? The moment we switch our status, you know, being from single, being married, you know, our destiny will change, yeah? Or if we go, you know, in the monkhood or, you know, in the Meichihood, you know, I mean, our destiny will change. It's not fixed, you know. It's not, yeah. What do they call it? Fate, you know. It's not fate, yeah. It's always, we can always handle it, you know, and it always changes, huh? Like nothing, you know, all the things are anicca, you know, impermanent. How to deal with it properly, that is the way, you know, how to deal with the situation. And to turn it around, if something is difficult, to turn it around and ask yourself, what can I learn from the situation? There's always something that you can learn, and when you can learn something, it becomes interesting, it's not difficult. Huh? Okay? That's enough for the talk, so I mean, if you have questions, you know, please go ahead and answer and ask them. Yeah. No question? Hendrik? Anyone? No? Either all of you are asleep, you know, or have answered all your questions, huh? Yeah?
For a lay, average lay Buddhist, can you recommend to us the shortest cut and the best way how to develop and increase our faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha?
Practice and see that what the Lord Buddha, you know, the signs that the Lord Buddha gives us on the way, you know, that we can experience them. When the Lord Buddha teaches us, for instance, Anapanasati, yeah, and then we try Anapanasati, and then he says we experience a calm, you know, that is more than everything that the world can provide us with, yeah, we can experience it, and then our faith automatically increases, yeah. In the beginning, I had only 100% faith in the Lord Buddha. Now I have 1,000. Because whatever, you know, whatever the Lord Buddha, you know, teaches, you know, I mean, if you do this kind of practice, this will happen. If you do that kind of practice, that will happen, yeah? It always happened. So how can you not have faith, yeah? If somebody tells you, you know, if you take this street, it leads you directly to the restaurant that you like, you know, and then you go up the street and you find that restaurant that you like. I mean, you have faith in the person who told you that. No? But in the beginning, it might be difficult, you know. So, I mean, through our practice, through our understanding, you know, I mean, we get more and more faith, yeah. And especially when difficult things happen, yeah. Somebody asked me, you know, where is he? In the last moment of death, yeah. Not in the last moment. In the last moment of death, you know, I mean, prepare yourself, you know, stick with the Buddha or stick with Anapanasati. And then you know what to do, yeah. Maybe you have to die, then you die peacefully. If you don't have to die, you know what to do, how to survive. Yeah? And calamities will happen, yeah. I mean, maybe soon, you know, maybe a little bit later, you know, a lot of people will die. Yeah? And a lot of land will go under the sea. Yeah? So, the more we are, yeah, in the calm of the heart, in the calmness of the heart, or our mind is empty, you know, then we know what to do. We don't need to plan, yeah. I look at the situation and I know what to do. Yeah? So other people can do the same thing. Yeah? Worries never help us. Worry about this, worry about the future. It doesn't change the future. It changes, you know, it might change it even to the worse when we plan this, you know, or if this happens, you know, we plan this, it might change it to the worse, yeah? Just be open-minded, you know. Huh? Look at the situation and then know what to do, yeah? Go ahead. Yeah? And prepare yourself, yeah, we can die any moment, yeah? Prepare yourself for death, yeah? Okay. Very quiet today, huh? Yeah. Most of you are asleep again, or what? I mean, all what I try to do is wake up people, you know, to start to think, yeah? Not just to Google or Siri, you know? Yeah? To think, you know, with their brain, you know, what is good, what is wholesome for their lives, yeah? And the Lord Buddha, you know, gives us all sorts of things. What? With our what? With our guilt. Yeah? See it, you know, okay, this kind of karma I have done, you know. I will accept the results of this karma and I won't do it in the future, whatever leads to this kind of karma. Yeah? And then you don't have to have guilt. Guilt is a way of the kilesas, you know, to make you feel down. So that you do actually the same thing again and again and again. If you accept, you know, not the guilt, you know, but accept, you know, that you have done something bad, yeah, and tell yourself, I won't do that again, then there's no need for feeling of guilt. Guilt, or anything, you know, oh, I've done this wrong, you know, 20 years ago, you know, oh, it's so bad, you know. It will lead you to do the same thing again and again and again. Yeah? Instead of saying, okay, I'm not going to do this again because it is an unwholesome, you know, unwholesome action, yeah, with unwholesome results, you know, so I will try to restrain myself, yeah. It might not work the first time, you know, but the second or third time it might work, yeah. So, guilt is nothing, you know, guilt is nothing, you know, it's a form of the kilesas to push us down. Okay, understand? Yeah. Worry is the same thing. They have no place in Buddhism. Yeah. What do you worry about? Yeah. Huh? No place. You know, it's just for the kilesas to put you down. Yeah. Whatever we worry about, you know, I mean. We have the ability at every moment, you know, to do things that are... The battery, I think it's gone. What? Maybe too close to the... No, my mic doesn't feed into this. It feeds just in the recorder. It doesn't feed into the... Worry is the same thing, you know. I mean, look at the things, you know. I mean, what to worry about, you know, because you don't know what is happening tomorrow. Yeah? So there's no need, you know. Worry about, you know, the children not coming home, yeah? Or the children, you know, being with bad company. It's not helpful, yeah? When the children come back and you see they're in bad company, tell them, you know, that's not a good company, you know. Or, you know, you don't have good friends, you know. Look for better friends, yeah? If they listen to it, it's good. If they don't listen to it, it's also good. Yeah? But worrying doesn't help. Understand that?
We know that we can't do killing, but when the ants, a lot of ants inside the car, then we have to buy the self-talk way to kill it.
The chalk? The ant chalk? Or what?
No, aerosol. The spray.
The spray. Yeah. Why don't you sweep them out?
All is inside the car.
Inside the car?
Yes.
Ah, yeah, you cannot push him out with water.
Then we have to kill it.
I mean, if you have the intention to kill it. No. I mean, you use something, you know, where they have a chance to survive, yeah? But they get out of the car, you know, I mean, a smell that they don't like, yeah? Yeah? You just spray it with a smell that they don't like, so they get out of the car, yeah? And if they die, you know, okay, that is not our intention, yeah? But if you have the intention to kill them, then this is not really good, yeah?
So
yeah?
The vipassana object that you usually recommend.
What?
The vipassana object that you usually recommend.
What is the body? For investigation, you know, cut the body up, you know, to see the body is the body and the chitta is the chitta. Yeah. So push it out, put all 32 parts on the, yeah, put it out there. I mean, you can cut it off, you know, and put the hand there, you know, cut off the other hand, put it there, and then see it there, you know, and then it's not there, yeah, anymore. And then all the parts, you know, put it orderly or throw it in a heap, you know, and see, and when the last part of the body is gone, there's a disconnection, a very slight disconnection. Huh? And if you practice this very often, yeah, I mean 1,000 times or 10,000 times, it will cut off, you know, yeah. Of course, you know, if you can leave the body and look at the body, oh, that looks like me, huh? Yeah. Then of course, you know, that is much better, much easier, but you know, it needs a lot of practice, yeah. And the Lord Buddha gave a nice example, you know, when he said about when I dismantle a cart, yeah, into its wheels, nuts, bolts and planks, you know, where's the cart? There's no cart, yeah. And when we do the same thing with the body, where's the body? Yeah, there's no body, they're just body parts, yeah. And what sits there and knows its body parts, yeah. And this, you know, this chitta can reassemble the body, you know, in any way it likes, yeah. And we can play around with it, yeah, and see, yeah. And each time, you know, all the body parts are out there, you know, there's a slightest connection, yeah. But you have to see them. You have to see them with your inner eyes, yeah. I mean, don't cut them really, you know. I'm not teaching that. Yeah? Just imagination, you know, it helps, yeah. It's just the imagination in the beginning when we cut open our body, you know, and to look, you know, to remove, you know, first the skin, you know, then the flesh and the fat and the grease and so on, you know, remove all these things, you know, to see the bones and the flesh and the tendons and the muscles, yeah. It's the same thing. We use imagination in the beginning until the eyes instantly sees it, yeah. But that is a long training. Okay? Yeah? I don't say Buddhist, you know, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm a practitioner. Yeah? What?
Freedom.
What freedom?
Means. What freedom means.
The freedom means.
The meaning of freedom.
The freedom, yeah, of somebody telling you what to do. You like your husband to tell you what to do? Or you like your boss to tell you what to do? No? See? It's a freedom, yeah? It's a freedom to act according, you know, to whatever is necessary. Huh? And it's a freedom from dukkha. Because we don't have any desire anymore. That's the goal of Buddhism. Or the Buddha's teaching. Yeah? Freedom from dukkha, yeah? Deliverance from dukkha, your nibbana. Huh? And every one of you can experience, you know, the preview of nibbana. Just go into apana samadhi. I think I explained it how to cut there. Huh? Subject and object merge into one point, that is apana samadhi. Yeah? The whole universe disappears. Okay? Yeah? Don't think so much. Practice and you will experience, you know. Yeah. I mean, at the time of the Lord Buddha, there were no books. Huh? So how did the monks practice? They listened to the Lord Buddha's instruction, you know, and then practiced it. Yeah. Okay. Now, if you have questions, you have to go up to Udon.